Greatest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, and known around these parts as the nation's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I am Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview, member of Denver Bible Church. Check me out at theweeklyworldview.com, and I am honored to welcome into the studio today former talk show host, conservative talk show host, I might add, WRKO, Boston, Massachusetts, and KDAR out in Los Angeles, California, author of the New York Times bestseller, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, and an all-around troublemaker for liberals and phony conservatives alike, Mr. Greg Jackson. Welcome to the Bob Enyart Live
Studio. You got
studio.
That about right. That was a pretty nice introduction.
Well, thank
and
you
And I'm
very
giddy
much.
To be here, I have to say, because I've been a longtime Bob Enyart Live fan, and now being here in the studio and seeing the whole crew and the family and, you know, the whole nine yards, I'm giddy.
The palatial facilities here?
Giddy.
Yes, it's phenomenal. And the Grim Reaper has stepped aside. The Grim Reaper is in the corner. His eyes are still glowing an eerie green, but he had a chuckle because we are raising enough cash, we may be able to stave him off, as you may or may not know.
There's no maybe about it. We will stave off the Grim Reaper.
Well, there's a significant financial crisis.
There is a significant financial crisis, but you're confident that your listeners, right, loyal listeners, are going to step up to the plate, right?
We've done it before. I've been involved with Bob's ministry now for 13 years, and we have always been on the brink of not bankruptcy, but, well, yeah, bankruptcy. Not to put too fine a point on it. But.
Right where the Lord wants you, on him.
Yeah.
His timing is always perfect.
That's right.
And people will step up to the plate.
And not leaning on our own understanding, knowing that if this is the will of the Lord, that this ministry continues, that by his grace and through his body, it will continue.
You won't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough worries of its own.
Right? Amen. You're calming me down already.
You should be calm. Well, There's nothing to worry about.
I get worried
the
about
Bob Enyart Live Show will go on. It's anointed. You guys are preaching the truth in love every day, loyally committed to getting the truth out, and not the talking points from the Republican Party, as much of talk radio is.
Well, but we get those faxes every morning.
God-centered truth.
Now, here you go. We get the faxes from the Republican. We get the talking points, but they always come in, and you see this big Bible on the desk here?
That's not part of the talking points?
No, the talking points end up underneath this Bible, and we tend to go
where they ought to be, they ought to be.
And Bob has a fantastic audience. He calls them the brightest audience in the nation, and they have supported and kept the broadcast going for almost 20 years now. And we have a $350 match, a gift, an offer from Neil in Indianapolis. Now, isn't this amazing, Greg? We've got a fellow in Indianapolis, Indiana, who's willing to pony up $350 to keep Bob Enyart Live on the radio in Denver.
God love him.
It's awesome.
So he listens on the World Wide Web.
He listens on the web at kgov.com, kgov.com, and that's where folks could go to purchase products, subscribe to some of Bob's monthly resources, or to make a donation to keep Bob on
the air. Here's my question, if I may be so bold to ask this question. I am sure that within the sound of our voices here in the BEL live studio, Bob Enyart live studio, that there must be a couple of men or women. Maybe you're getting up there in years. Maybe you've lived a nice life. Maybe you've started a business, or you've been fortunate and you've got some money in the bank and you'd like to make a kingdom investment before you pass on. Maybe you have millions of dollars in the bank. And my question to you is, what other investment could you see that would have the eternal rewards, the eternal dividends of investing and keeping? Can you imagine if somebody out there right now, and I know that there's got to be a few of you out there who could easily write a check for $50,000, $100,000, maybe even $1 million to keep Bob Enyart live on here in Denver, Colorado, Doug McBurney, but how about Bob Enyart live All 50 states of the country.
Nationwide.
The truth, God's truth.
Talk about a kingdom investment.
Getting out.
Talk about an investment in the Lord's work. Well, that's
where I believe when we go to heaven,
yeah.
Right? We're going to get crowns, right? Yeah. For things that we have done that have eternal, because everything that we do for earthly rewards, that just gets burned up.
That's right.
Right.
Well, we get our reward. You know, when you go to work and you get paid, you get your reward. You get your reward on earth.
You get your reward on earth. But when we get to heaven, the things that we have done for him, for Jesus, will be the things that will have eternal consequences and that will have, you know, that will be rewarded for eternal. What could be better than that, than to have an eternal reward
yeah.
for something that you did? And by the way, if somebody were to write a check for $1 million to Bob Enyart Live,
yeah,
which could very well happen.
Of course it could happen.
If somebody did that, imagine the type of things that you guys cover on this show that none of the other Limbaugh, Hannity, Glenn Beck, I don't care, Laura Ingraham, nobody else is talking about the real issue, or very few.
What about Hugh Hewitt? Well, wait a minute. What about Dennis Prager?
Well, Dennis probably comes a little closer.
What about
to
Dennis
Hugh
Miller?
Dennis Miller actually comes. You know, Dennis Miller actually is pretty funny guy.
He's funny
I've been
guy.
On his show a few times. He's actually very witty. But here's the problem with all of the people that you just mentioned. Doug.
All of the above.
None
Sean
of them,
Hannity. We didn't.
Even Hannity.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we covered everything.
None of them, and I know Sean's a professing Catholic, but none of them profess a Christian worldview. And that's the problem. See, that's what people are starving for. People want the truth, the unadulterated truth. They don't want to hear Democrats bad, Republicans good.
Ugh.
Everybody knows there's, you know, I was listening to a show that precedes Bob Enyart Live the
yeah.
other day.
Uh-huh.
Forget the guy's name, Dr. So-and-so.
Dr. Larry. Great guy.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
He's a fantastic fellow.
He was talking, but he had this woman on from some organization talking about media bias.
Media bias.
Did you know that there was a media that there was a bias in the media?
Well,
a leftward leaning slant.
I may have heard that story here or there somewhere.
Well, they confirmed it just the other day
really?
On Dr. Larry's show, and they talked about it for an hour.
An hour on media bias.
An hour on media bias. Now I'm thinking to myself, man, if you are listening to that show and you've just woken up to the fact that the mainstream media leans left.
You got
more serious issues than, you know, you may think.
You know, that's a pretty sad state for a conservative talk show. Maybe they didn't have a lot of material that day. I know that can happen sometimes. You're busy. But, you know, we are here in the midst of, I believe, a seismic shift in the politics of America. I mean, the socialists have assumed power. They've finally taken that final grab that we've basically surrendered to them for the past generation. And in the midst of that, there is this thirst for a revival. People want the truth. Why is it, Greg, that our conservative talkers and our conservative leaders choose to avoid what I believe is the most powerful weapon we have? And you just said it, it's the truth. It's not Republican good, Democrat bad. It's not Obama bad. It's the truth. Why do they always go right up to the edge of the truth, but then they seem to step back from the truth? And the truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the truth. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's what people are thirsting for.
That's right.
Is it just not popular? Is it not a way to be successful?
Never
is it a way
been.
To avoid success in syndicated talk radio?
That's it. You know, you just asked the million-dollar question, the most important question that should be asked. Why is it that people who are professing Christians will not base their beliefs on, as you said, the truth, the way, and the life? Why are people so reticent? Why, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, even Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, these are all professing Christians.
I've heard them profess that.
But why is it then, why is it that you so seldom hear them say, you know, I was interviewed once on C-SPAN, and the guy asked me why I believed that abortion was bad. And I just said, because God says it's bad in his word. And he told me after the interview that he was so impressed. He said, I just got to just tell you, I talk to a lot of conservatives about these types of issues, and I love the fact that you just came right out and said that You believe abortion is wrong because God says thou shalt not murder based on your biblical beliefs.
Awesome.
He said that was so refreshing. He goes, I don't necessarily agree with your with your belief, but it was refreshing to hear you unabashedly state your position based on your biblical beliefs. And the problem is that the left, the liberals, believe more and are more committed to their humanistic religion, the religion of secular humanism, which, right, Earth Day and all that other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
All emanates from the religion of humanism, which came right from the garden. It's right. All of the other religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Scientology.
All of it.
It's all anthropogenic, God, man-centered, even right. Mormonism.
Right.
Right? You're going to be a god of your own planet.
That's right.
And so the question is, why is it that professing Christians are so ashamed of biblical truth when God says in the Bible, it's a double-edged, sharper than any double-edged sword.
That's right.
Why are we afraid to unsheath it?
I don't know. And you know what what impressed me about Bob Enyart when I first caught him on the air some 13, 14 years ago was every time he debated a liberal, a humanist, and he answered them with the word of God, wisdom right out of the word of God, he immediately put himself in an eminently defensible position. He literally disarmed his enemies when he used the word of God and the wisdom of Scripture. It was amazing to watch. I can honestly tell you this, Greg, and I've not listened to every show that Bob has ever done, but I have never heard him lose a debate, ever. And I don't think I can say that about any other human being that I know. And I know the only reason is because he's not afraid to go to the ultimate source of truth and pull out that sword and put himself in that, not only a defensible position, but an undefeatable position.
I agree with you. And every time I've heard Bob, I think that's the thing that's so compelling about Bob Enyart. And by the way, a little plug here for my friend Bob Enyart, another reason to keep this show on the air, because it is such a blessing to be able to hear the truth broadcast, unadulterated truth. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, Doug, that, I mean, you're looking right now at America, 21st century, and the question is, will we be able to be preserved in the 21st century? And most of the so-called conservative media look at the Democrats. I mean, you go on Fox and all they do is feature MSNBC people and bash them and vice versa. Yankees, Red Sox, Coke, Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But the problem is, Doug, here's the problem. The problem is that Obama, the liberals, the atheists, the homosexuals, the abortionists, they're not the problem. They are a symptom of the problem. The problem is, and you just go to the Bible, go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. My people would humble themselves, seek my face, and leave their wicked ways, I would hear from heaven and heal their land.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the problem is judgment starts in the house of the Lord. It starts with us. It starts with Christians. And like it or not, and this is the compelling message that should be spoken throughout the land right now, which is that it's us, it's Christians who have forsaken our first love. And I'm not pointing any fingers at any specifically, but when we live in a country and we have the gall to call ourselves a God-fearing Christian nation, and we allow, as Christians, 80% of American people claim to be Christians, 3,000 babies a day to be murdered, how dare we call ourselves a Christian nation? Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people on the front lines that are trying to stop this, but can you imagine if we had enough... if we had enough belief in Jesus, in the truth, to proclaim the truth, which is that nobody has the right to violate the inalienable God-given right to life. And can you imagine if 50 million self-described Christians came together in the United States of America and we said, no, we will not allow one baby to be killed because any law that is contrary to God's law is no law at all.
Can you imagine the power? I mean, the power of the statement that you just made. What professing Christian in America could disagree with the statement that we shall not allow a single innocent child to be killed? Greg, I'm afraid.
Why aren't pastors talking about this every single week on the pulpit at church?
That's The message isn't getting out to the
people. It's not popular. Well, we covered it. You know, the Messianic congregation I went to in Los Angeles, and I have a lot of respect for, you know, at least we heard the gospel preached. But the thing that really annoyed me the most is, why are we not talking about the social and cultural issues so that Christians know how to think from a biblical worldview and defend their faith? And this is the thing. This is why we are losing the culture war to a bunch of dope-smoking, hippie, Marxist, illegal alien president in the White House, because Christians will not unsheath that sword right in front of you and stand for Jesus Christ boldly, speaking the truth in love. And if we would do that, there's nothing that could stop us, because God says it's not by might nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And we don't even tap into the spirit.
Well, Greg, it does happen in one place. It happens here on
Bob Enyart Live. It happens at
BEL. And I've got to tell you, I experienced it during the recent personhood petition initiative, when we had 2 weeks and we gathered some 47,000 signatures, a task that, when if you looked
gargantuan.
At it at the beginning, you would have never thought it could happen, and no one of us could have done it, but the body of Christ, energized by the Spirit of God, made it happen. And it happens every day here on Bob Enyart Live. I listen to other talk show hosts because I find some of them mildly entertaining. But what I notice about Bob is that his biblical worldview actually colors every word he speaks on the radio, every position he takes, every judgment he makes, every opinion he renders. You can see threaded through it the wisdom of the Scripture and the Word of God and his knowledge and understanding and his desire to transmit that to other people, to energize them. And it's a resource
Amen.
That we can't afford to lose. We've got a $350 match that came in from Neil in Indiana. The call in, folks, 1-800-836-9278. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Write the number down, 1-800-836-9278. If you're driving, when you get home, get on the web. Go to KGOV.com. It's KGOV, one of the very first internet radio stations, launched in 1999 when Bob was in jail.
He's so cutting edge.
He is cutting edge. So one of the very first, we didn't even
always
know.
Always working, even in jail.
Yeah, we didn't know what the word, what podcast meant. There were no podcasts.
So resourceful.
Then. It was all, we were dial-up. Anyway, we started that.
Are you saying that Bob Enyart, not Al Gore, invented the internet?
At least this portion we're going to take credit for. But go to KGOV.com. Go to the store. Purchase some products.
There's so many good products.
Subscribe.
Unbelievable. Can I just give up one plug for one product?
I want to give one plug first.
You give a plug
Anyone
first.
Anyone who gives a donation today, for any donation of any size, you will get a copy of Greg Jackson's New York Times
That wasn't
bestseller.
The one that I was going to say.
No, I've got you. I'm looking out for you.
Okay.
Can I use that line?
These are all free.
Greg
We're
Jackson's,
giving them away.
Conservative Comebacks to Liberalize bestseller. It's a phenomenal read, folks. If you want to improve your conservative lexicon, this is a book you must read, and it's free with any donation.
You get it free. Issue-by-issue responses to the most common claims of the left from A to Z, abortion, homosexual marriage, all of those things that you want to bone up on and know how to answer the left when you're in debates. I'm telling you, you talk about a double-edged sword. I mean, it's not as sharp as the Bible, but it is. Some people have called it the conservative Bible. Is that blasphemous for me to say that?
No, you've got your double-edged sword
on your
hip. Is
Bob going to kick me out of the studio?
You've got your double-edged sword on your hip. I've got the Bible right here next to my hip. But sometimes you got to pull a dagger out of your boot.
You do what you got to do, Doug.
So you got that, okay?
Which is
so
nice.
That's my plug. Conservative Comebacks to Liberalize. Call us at 1-800-836-9278 or go online to KGOV.com, make a donation, subscribe, purchase a product, and get a free copy of Greg Jackson's Conservative Comebacks to Liberalize. Now, your turn.
Well, you know, when you go online to Bob's site, which is KGOV.com, right?
KGOV.
KGOV. I was amazed because I went on there for the first time. I bought a couple of things. I bought a couple of CDs, but I also bought this book. And if you are raising kids, I got a little one at home, you have to buy this book to train. And Doug, thank you for introducing me to the book. To train a child?
To train up a child. Greg called me and he said, Doug, I think I have some discipline issues. I've got a four-year-old. I said, Greg, let me change your life in just a few short minutes.
If you're not spanking your kids, you got to start. Well, spare the rod, spoil the child.
I think Greg had said, I think I might need to spank my son. I said, Greg, if you're thinking that, you already should have. Let me help you out with this book because I'm not an expert. But this book, just the first three chapters alone, changed the way myself and my wife have raised our children to avoid so many of the mistakes that my parents made and that I certainly would have made had I not read the book. And it's available at KGov.
It's a game changer. It is an absolute game changer. And if you can, first of all, the book is a fast read. You read it in one night.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe two if you're a slow reader like me. But the dividends, you're going to see them immediately. I mean, once you learn to train, we're not talking about beating your children.
And we're not necessarily even talking
disciplining.
About discipline, right.
We're talking about training. In a godly way. It's all biblically based. So buy it. Go to KGOV. And somebody out there, I know that you have the quan. I know that you have the money to write a big check, Bob Enyart Live, so that you don't have to hear us begging for money here on the show.
Bob
write
hates
Bob
to do
a big
it. That's
check.
Why he left town.
Write Bob a big check. He'll love it. You can even send it here. Is the address here at the station online?
The address is online. It's P.O. Box 583, Arvada 80001. The same address it's been for 20 years.
Send a big check. And ensure
you know,
that
I like the way you put that earlier in the broadcast. Someone who's sitting
a kingdom
out there,
investment.
Someone who's made a lot of money. And maybe they're not rich, but they're comfortable. And it's time. You're thinking about, what do I want to do to leave a legacy on this earth that will bear interest for me in the next life? How about
eternal interest?
Eternal
won't
interest.
End.
Yeah, it'll never end. Wow. I mean, just to think about that. I mean, Bob's made the investment. Bob forsook a career in computers and working with that fellow at Microsoft with the odd glasses.
He worked with Bill Gates?
Bill Gates. He'd been in Bill Gates' house.
He gave that up?
He had stock that would have been worth tens of millions of dollars. He forsook all that to join the rescue movement and to preach the gospel. So Bob's made the investment. And do you want to partner with Bob? And then you guys can get together after Judgment Day and count your blessings. I mean, can you imagine what that'll be like? Because,
that'll be good.
Bob's brought... A friend of ours at church has a theory that our rewards in heaven will primarily be the people that we were involved in bringing to heaven. The people who we planted the seed, we preached the gospel, we didn't shrink from an opportunity. And when we see that person and our children, if we raise them in a godly way, when we get to heaven and we see that person that we witnessed to 15 years ago, and we never saw them again, but they say, hey, this happened, then I met you, and then this and this, and now I got saved, and now I'm in heaven forever. There's your eternal reward. There's your crown, at least the primary one. Well, Bob has led more people to the Lord than I ever have or maybe ever will, and to be associated with a ministry that has produced that much fruit, that much eternal reward, think about making that partnership. If that's something that's on your heart, then this is a place where you can make that investment where you can really see that eternal reward. It's an awesome thought, Greg. I really appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, if you can't afford a big check, you know, it's like the woman who she gave out of her poverty. I mean,
that's right.
Even if you send in $10, if there's hundreds of you out there that can send $10, $15, $20, that keeps Bob on the air.
Yeah,
and that's
and I'll tell you what, if you want some...
And those have eternal rewards, too.
Sure, and you can get some immediate reward, because if you subscribe to, say, Bob's Bible study, suddenly you'll know your Bible better, you'll get to know Jesus Christ better as a person, know how he thinks, know what he wants, know what he likes, know what he hates. Get to know your Savior better, the person that you're going to spend eternity with. Start getting to know him better now. Bob Enyart's Bible study changed my life. It made me realize that the Bible wasn't a mystical book that could only be understood by old men with beards. It made me realize that even me, a relatively uneducated person, and a recent convert at that, I could understand what was happening in the Bible. I could understand the big picture, the whole story. It started to make sense. So a subscription to Bob's Bible study is what? $200 a month? How much is it? $200 a month?
About that.
Yeah, 250? Is it 250 a month? No, what is it? 25,
for the whole thing.
$25 a month? You people might as well be giving this away. $25 a month.
Well worth it.
So that's a subscription that helps keep Bob on the air, and it will it will redound to your benefit as well immediately. And then the rewards, the people that get saved through this ministry, the children. You know, our whole church started I think we had six families. And now we have a bunch of families, and we've all had kids.
Right.
And all these kids are being raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord. They're homeschooled. They know their Bibles. And the rewards that our church is generating, it's a direct result of this ministry that led Bob into the pastorate. And just to be associated with this ministry, folks, it's an investment worth making. It's an investment that will indeed return eternal rewards. Wow, Greg.
You're awesome. You're exactly right. And you know, the most important thing when you break it all down is that there are very few places where Jesus is proclaimed boldly. And Bob does
boldly.
Yeah. And you know, that's why I laugh when I think of Christian radio and Christian media in general. There's, you know, a lot of the people in the media really are really ashamed to proclaim the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know,
well, somehow they've been convinced that you can't sell Christianity to a mainstream audience.
That's right. You got to water it down.
What happened, Greg? I mean, I admit, we saw the last election, the election of our first Kenyan president. Not only that, a ban on abortion, a statement
first
about,
community organizer too to be
first,
elected
the first community
to have never held a job.
Agitator, right?
That's right.
Never has made a dollar, but has spent a few.
That's right.
But not only that, we had a statement about life that I believe separated the wheat from the chaff here in Colorado. When the people got alone in that booth, they had to make a statement, and it was about God, and it was about God's eternal commandment, "You shall not kill." It was about
That's
the God-given right.
right
to life, and only about a third of the people stood with us. So I admit, this is a post-Christian country. I admit that.
Of course, not necessarily indicative, because it was a lot of Democrats going to vote, and Republicans were depressed by the fact that Republicans were basically running a liberal
right.
too.
And the Democrats get to vote 1.5 times in
That's
most
right.
states. But still,
I thought it was twice.
Well,
1.5?
Okay. Maybe we're a post-Christian nation. We're not as Christian as we used to be. But standing up and saying the truth boldly, and then being able to defend it, and being able to convince people, and being able to challenge people's intellect as well as their spirit, that can't lose on the radio, Greg. And I think
and
that there's too many executives have been afraid to take a chance and see if it will work. Well, if there's someone out there who can help Bob Enyart Live, we'll make it work.
Why isn't this show national? This show should be on in 50 states, 4 hours a day.
It'd be the
number one show, and anybody who is a smart, shrewd businessman, much less a Christian businessman, would know that this message that Bob Enyart Live and you guys are broadcasting every day here would have enormous, enormous sales potential.
There's a lot of thirst out there for the truth.
Huge amounts.
And there's a lot of potential out there. We've got to keep the broadcast going here in Denver. We appreciate the help that so many of our listeners have given us. Neil, by the way, we have a $300, $350 match. We're not able to take calls directly on the show today, but call us. We have operators that can take your donation. Match Neil's $350. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Greg Jackson, thanks so much for being in the studio and for being such an inspiration. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thanks for having me.
That's KGOV.com. Go there. Go to the store. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school. Again, go to the website, KGOV.com.